how to use the line of reasoning if, comma, then. In Chinese, 如果怎样怎样就怎样怎样。如果就 When we are reasoning with someone, we may say, if something happens, then there will be a certain result. For example, if a person exercises every day, then their health will improve. Or, if we read the Bible daily, then we will have a happier life. A very common made mistake by English speakers of Mandarin has to do with where then goes in the second half of this type of sentence. In English, we say, then we will draw closer to God. But in Chinese, it is said differently. We then will draw closer to God. So the biggest difference in this grammar structure from English is that then comes after the noun, not before it, like in English. For example, 如果我生病的话我就不来了。If I get sick, then I won't come. 如果我生病的话我就不来了。I then won't come. Not then I won't come, like English. 我就不来了。Second example. 如果我需要帮助就来找你。If I need help, then I will come find you. 就来找你 is admitted 我。It also could be 我就来找你。I then will come find you. 如果我需要帮助我就来找你 or 就来找你。The following scripture is a good example of this grammar pattern. 雅各书四章十七节 James 4:17 所以要是人知道怎么做对的事却不去做就是他的罪了。 Therefore, if a person knows how to do right things but not to do it, then is his sin. 所以要是人知道怎么做对的事却不去做就是他的罪了。 There are two notes here. First note, a synonym for 如果 is 要是. These two words are used the same way. 要是人知道怎么做对的事。The same can be said, 如果人知道怎么做对的事。A second note, 就 has many meanings other than then. It can also be used to emphasize the verbs. 就是 can mean exactly is. A good example of this is 1 John 4:8. 上帝就是爱。God is love. Instead of 上帝是爱,上帝就是爱。Exactly is love. Emphasize the verb 是. Using 就是,上帝就是爱.